Okay, gentlemen, we are today up to Daf Mem Beis, the power of many people together. Quite a mob. Rabbi Yossi Omer. So Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is in the Mishnah that if Yom Tov Rishon comes out on Shabbos and you forget and take out your lulav into Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't even be chayev a korban chatas because the Torah b'dvar mitzvah would be put. Omar Abai, this is Davka Loshana El Shalo Yatzabo. This is only if he hadn't been Mekayim the Mitzvah before. But if he was already Mekayim the Mitzvah, let's say he was Mekayim the Mitzvah in the morning, and now he goes to take it out his lulav somewhere else. So then he's not Torah than the Kiyam of the Mitzvah. The whole union of Teya Bidvar Mitzvah, where somebody is feeling the pressure of getting the Mitzvah done, and this leads him into taking the Mitzvah so seriously that other things become now bottle in his mind to the Mitzvah. He doesn't pay enough attention. But if he was already Yaitza the Mitzvah, so then why would he be Torah? Says the Gemara, well, this doesn't make sense. Because in order to take it out into Rosh Hashanah, he had to first pick it up in his hands. At the moment he picks it up in his hands, he's Yaitza the Mitzvah. So then what you're saying is that there's no possible case in which Rabbi Yossi is speaking practically. He picks it up, he walks out into Rosh Hashanah. But before he walked out of Rosh Hashanah, he was Yaitze. You said if he was already Yaitze, he's no longer Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Now, Lamaisa, there is a simple solution to this, it would seem. The simple solution is that when he picked it up, his kavanah was not to be Yaitze the Mitzvah. He wanted to go to Shul to be Yaitze the Mitzvah. He picked it up. So he wasn't Yaitze the Mitzvah yet. So in his mind, he's Torah, he's going out. So there are some who bring from here a raya that a Mitzvah without kavanah, apparently, even though he's not a Mechavrin, he would be Yaitze from here. But that's what the sugya is saying. Because otherwise, what's the kasha? But Lamaisa, it's not such a 100% riot. Because in a case where the whole Hagbah was ultimately to be Yotze in the Mitzvah, it's not shaykh to say that it was Enem Mechavin Lotzes. My tachlis in picking this up is to do this Mitzvah. That's not the same thing as being an Enem Mechavin Lotzes in the Mitzvah. Because I'm interested in being Yotze in the Mitzvah. I think that I need to do more in order to be Yotze in the Mitzvah. I need to be holding it for Hallel and to do my Nanuim and so on and so forth. So Lamaisa, it could be that from here we can't bring a riot, that Kavanah is not Mahak. In any event, that's the halacha, so it's not a big deal. So Abaya says the case is talking about that he picked it up upside down, which is what we do in order to make the bracha before we're Yaitzeh the Mitzvah. So we hold the Esrog upside down. As we said earlier, Atzei Shitim Eimdim, you're only Yaitzeh Mitzvah of something that grows from the ground. If you pick it, you hold it up, or you build a Mishkan, whatever the case is, the way that the living tree was, the way the living fruit grew, you wouldn't be Yaitzeh there for him. Yaitzeh Mela Derech G'day Latan, we said before. This is not Derech G'day Latan. Therefore, maybe that's the case. Ravama afilu tema shelo afcha. This is no problem. Hachlo ma'eskina gon shotzio b'kli. How about if you took out your lulav and esrog in a bowl? We'll see what type of kli we're talking about. Ask the Gemara. That doesn't make any sense. Rava was the one who said that if you have your hand wrapped in a handkerchief, when Rav Tosef is learning, you know, they had the actual lulav in a handkerchief, that you would be Yotze. So how could he be the one that's saying now you wouldn't be Yotze? No, that's not a kash, ani mila derech kavod. That's if you're there with a handkerchief already is derech kavod. Here we're talking about derech bizayon. So you had it inside of a container that wasn't nice, especially for the lulav. This time you stuck it into a basket, carried the basket. That's not considered to be the kavod of the lulav and esrog. Over there he's made it that you're not Yotze. So that's the case, says Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Pick it up, you're not Yotze, either it was upside down, it was in the kara, you carry it out in order to take it to shul or to somebody who's going to teach you, whatever the case may be, and then you'll be Yotze, so now you're a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Comes along now, the Gemara, just to make it clear, says Abaye, but obviously if he'd already been Yotze, he wouldn't be called a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Omer Ravuna, Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi, I want you to know that Rabbi Yossi used to hold that olata of shenimtzeit bein agapayim v'kasavur chatata ofi. If you find an olata of amongst the other poultry, agapayim, Rashi learns is a lashon of the wings, right? Which is just a way to refer to poultry, birds. You know, so there's other birds in the Beit Hamikdash. What are the other birds in the Beit Hamikdash? Oh, the chatata of. Now it often happens, as we saw earlier, that if you have a lot of olat ha'of, which normally you would be doing. Remember, olat ha'of is always done on top. top of the Mizbeach. We learned before that if it's Rabba, if you have too much of it in the normal side, which was towards the east, you would bring the Olah Ta'of to the western side, closer to the Heichal. In which case now it's very interesting because now the Olah Ta'of, the Malika of the Olah Ta'of is being done above the Chut HaSikra, on the midway up the Mizbeach and above, if you're on the second level of the Mizbeach. The Chatat Ta'of was being done down on the ground, but on the same corner. Now, it could very easily happen that the Kohen who thinks, oh, all these Chatos, that's normally what's in that corner, in that southwest corner, is normally Chatat Ta'of on the ground. He doesn't realize that there were Kohanim that were doing Olah Ta'of Lamala. Some of the birds are dropped down. There's a mitzvah to eat now the Chatat Ta'of, also to eat the Olah Ta'of. He goes ahead and he eats the Chatat Ta'of. The Olah Ta'of, think he gets a Chatat Ta'of. The Achla Patur. Why? Because over here he was a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. He thought that he was doing now the mitzvah of Achilas Chatas, and actually he was doing an Avera of Achilas Oila, not Royal Achila. So, I get it. Isn't that our Mishnah? And in my Kamashbon, what is Ravuna teaching us? Omer HaYah Rav Yossi. I don't know how to read the Mishnah myself. The Mishnah says that Rav Yossi holds that a Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah is Patur. Do you give me another case of Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah? There's hundreds of cases of Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah. What do you have to bring me this case for? I know how. My Kamashbon. What's he telling me over here? The Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah Patur, which is exactly what we just learned in our Mishnah. I know how. That's the same case as our Mishnah. Why does Ravuna have to tell me what Rabbi Yossi would hold in such a case? Ah, big difference, isn't there, between the two cases. In the Beit HaMikdash, if you went ahead and you ate an Olah Ta'of, you didn't do any mitzvah at all. In the case in our Mishnah, you did the mitzvah, except in order to do the mitzvah, you did the carrying on Shabbat, you did an Aveira. So over there, you were a Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah, and you did the mitzvah. Over here, you're a Toeh B'dvar Mitzvah, and you didn't do the mitzvah. You're telling me that's the same case? Therefore, comes along Rav Huna to say, Ma de Tema, I would have thought if I only had the information in our Mishnah. Haratamu, the case over there, there by the lulav, is that the Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is patur hainu diavad mitzvah, because he did a mitzvah. Avalach, in the case where he took an Olah Ta'of, thinking it was a Chatat Ta'of, where over here was a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, velo avad mitzvah, and he didn't do the mitzvah at all, im alo, maybe indeed he wouldn't be yotzei. Kamash v'lan, maybe he would be chayim. Kamash v'lan, then indeed he would still be patur. He's considered to be a Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. Anyway, now l'maisa, but he was Torah in a mitzvah. When you're Torah in a mitzvah, yeah.
Even though he didn't know the mitzvah.
No, there was a mitzvah there. The mitzvah was to eat Chatat Ta'of, but he took an Olah Ta'of.
In death, he took the wrong thing.
Correct, but the reason that he did that was because of his commitment to getting a mitzvah done. Yeah. Now, the truth is that this is a machlokas and psalchem as to whether Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah Potter is only Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah Asa Mitzvah. There's some old Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah V'lo Asa Mitzvah, and he would be Chayiv. Tosis brings that there's another girsa in the Sugya, in order to avoid the problem of relating it to the machlokas of the Sugya Psochim, according to which, in this girsa, it says, Ma de Tema Hani Mili Mitzvah de Rami Alei, Avo Mitzvah de Lo Rami Alei Lo. I might have thought if I only had this Mishnah, that only a mitzvah that he had an absolute chiyuv to make sure he gets done. That's the lulav. It's your business to make sure that you get that lulav done. It is not your business as an individual kohen to see to it that the Chatat Ta'of will be eaten. Very big difference in the mitzvah of the achilas achatat and the netilat lulav, isn't there? The netilat lulav is your business to make sure you take care of that lulav and esrei today. The chatat, it's not that every kohen is a chiyuv to eat a chatat. It's that there is a chiyuv for the chatat to be eaten. And that's a joint responsibility. I don't have to do it myself. It can be done by somebody else. By the way, the Brisker Rav points out that there's a big nafkamina lahalacha. Because when it comes to a mitzvah that you have to eat, how much do you have to eat? Kizayit. But if the mitzvah over here is only that the chatat has to be consumed, then there's no specific mitzvah achivas. If I eat less than a kezayit, the chatat ends up being consumed. It's also yotzei. Uses this to explain how it shayach ba'achilat kodashim. We had by the case of the lechem aponim that it wasn't enough to go around, so everybody would have a gyanik pole. What's the use of a pole? You're not going to be, it's a bean. You're not going to be yotzei mitzvah achila. There is mazber that there's no mitzvah achila per se on kochi. The mitzvah is that it shall be consumed, not that you shall eat. That's a whole different idea. This is the third variation we have of inyanim avachila. We had in Yuma the idea of hitanitem et nafshotechem, where it's just not to be in a state of being being filled by your eating, which is different than don't eat, in which case the shira is not a kezayit. Normal is rachila in terms of kezayit, or mitzvah sachila, matzah, kezayit. Over here we have now a third variation in which there is a need for a thing to be consumed. Once again, there's no din of kezayit. Sir Richard,
yeah.
This is it.
Uh-oh.
This is it.
Uh-oh.
It is scheduled for self-destruction if the daf is not learned every day. Oh, yes. Pass it to Sir Richard.
You've got a mini nuke in there.
That's
make
right.
Sure that I thought it came with a collar every time.
Okay, take good care of it. I stole it from my kids. Get yourself a couple of good batteries so that you don't run out of batteries in the bush. And good headphones. It's completely loaded with all of the dapim that you need, my dear Richie. Yes, and they're programmed for each day. You'll notice there's beep, beep, beep when you turn it on with a little red light flashing.
And then there's a Richie.
This is full service, Richard. No, I don't think so. Yeah. All you need to do is eat a little bit less that day. Okay, so that is the Kiddush that Rav Huna. Again, we have two Lashonos over here, but that's the Kiddush that you don't need to have done a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, though, is that true? Meitfei. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hashochet et atamid she'ino mevukar ki ilchato b'shabbat, chayav chatat. The same Rabbi Yossi who holds the Torah bedvar mitzvah. Supposedly, according to Rav Huna, even if lo asa mitzvah. Would be potur, says Beferush, a Kohen who comes, he shechs the carbon tamid, but he uses an animal, it was a perfectly tam animal, it turns out, but it hadn't been checked 4 days before. We learn out of a hekesh, checked, it has to be mivukar, just like we have the din of the carbon pesach, we needed to take the carbon pesach earlier, at Shabbat HaGadol, where they took the carbon pesach, keep it to make sure there's no mum, 4 days you're mevaker it, and then you can check it. He took a tamid that was not mevukar. He went ahead and checked it on Shabbos. So it wasn't yaitzei. See, he's chayav chatat. Why is he chayav chatat? He had it's possible. With tzorech tamid acher, he need another korban tamid. So why should he? I thought he was now tore bidvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. Oh, Marle, bar mina de ayi. Don't bring me any rice from there. De ayi tmar lo omer of Shmuel bar hatayi. Omer of Amnuna Saba. Omer of Yitzchak bar Ashiyam. Omer of Unam Rav. We have a long series of generations that dealt with that issue because it was very confusing. They all now quoted through the generations, Gagon Sheviu Milishkashe Inanda Vukarin. It's talking about that he brought it heavy. Oh, he brought this carbon from the wrong location. It's not that he went to the Lishka, in which they kept the Mavukarin. There's a special Lishka of the Mavukarin. And he took out one that hadn't been there for the 4 days. He still went to the wrong place and brought an animal. That's not called a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. That's called an idiot. I mean, he's not concentrating even on what he's supposed to be doing. How do you call that a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah? What, he's Torut to see to it that the wrong animal should get brought. Bishlein, you'll tell me he went to the Lishka. Okay, the Lishka's got this big thing. It's flashing on the air, you know. Yeah, you go in there and you're running. Listen, we better bring the carbon tummy. That's Thomas Meshuggah that decides that he should go to the wrong place and it's an emergency. He's got to bring the carbon tummy. Now he's all Torut. Meshuggah. This is a carbon amazing. This is not a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Then Hinochinami, according to the way Rav Humnuna is quoting Rav Yossi, he would have been potter. And indeed we see that all of these mandiyonim explain that that's the meaning of Rav Yossi's chiyuv in that case. Because normally Hinochinami, Rav Yossi would have said Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, even though he wasn't a Yisra Mitzvah, we need another Tamid, he would have been indeed potter. No, he's not torud in these tzva'im at all. You have to be torud in what's bifanecha. Kohen who sees a bird that needs eating. I understand he's torud. This is the place where the chataot are. No, he's supposed to know an ayla fell in there. He's got his lulav and eser. He's torud. Take care of his lulav and eser. But what? He's walking by McDonald's and he decides he has to bring the carbon tummy. Ridiculous. What's there to be torud in?
Amen. Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Mikabelet isha miyad b'na u miyad b'ala The woman of the house, who takes care after all of the lulavim, you can't rely on the men, they just throw it down over there. So she comes back on Shabbos, Yantiv. Of course, in those days they did it on Shabbos, that was the previous Mishnah. And she can take the lulav and put it back into the vase which contained the water in which the lulav and the hadassim and everything that were being kept fresh. She could put it back into the water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'Shabbat machzirim. You could put something back into water where it was from before on Shabbos. B'Yom Tov, you can even add water if necessary. Again, because you're not doing a new tikkun mana here, put in l'chatchila. B'Moed, and during Chol HaMoed, machlifin. So even an issue to see to it, you get fresh water, it takes better care of your lulav. Yeah.
Anybody ever tried to keep his lulav in the water in 8 days and it lost? I don't think anybody.
Are you going to start arguing about lulav egifanim again?
We'll
send you back to pick new hadassim, you know where. I don't even want to say it.
And of course, these no, put it back in the water too.
Husband, put it back in the water? That's an Israel Shalom Bayit.
And this is the three meaning, correct?
Huh?
It's the three meaning.
Well, the three meaning we put back in
the
water.
The other one doesn't grow berries.
Attracted a lot of attention to.
The other one doesn't grow berries or anything after that.
It wouldn't matter. No.
But why is she allowed and they not?
Oh, they're also allowed. Huh? They're also allowed. They're just lazy bums. They don't take responsibility. Yeah, the only chiddush that she's allowed, as the Gemara will explain, is that I might have thought that she, since she's potter from the mitzvah, so it's like muktzah, gamash malan. That's the only reason we take her. So it's the Gemara pshita. I don't understand what's the chiddush about the woman over here. I would have thought the lady of the house is not mechuyevet. So she's not mechuyevet. Himalotika, though, maybe dafka. To her, it's like muktzah. Gamash malan. That no, since it's roi, it's the chayfets of the mitzvah for the men, it's considered to be now ru'uya all around.
Is
yes, theoretically, there are the aniyim and ashim. However, we did have the sugya before that, generally speaking, when Tosfos said this is akasha, what would be, once something is roi for somebody, it should be roi for everybody. That was the kohanim, truma, kohanim. The question, whether it needs to be practical, in other words, that it's actually accessible here, or whether it's a general level. I'm saying, what if there's nobody around that's roi? There's no chayla. This would be roi for a chayla. There's no kohen anywhere. That's where you can get it. Kotna yadeh l'naneya. Oh, did I skip? I skipped that in the Mishnah. I'm saying, Kotna yodeilana, nea chayav b'lulav. Once Kotn knows how to move his lulav around, he's chayav in the lulav. Now, by the way, many ask, what does he have to know how to move the lulav around? Thought we just said before, if you just pick it up, you're yaitzeh. I mean, any child can hold something. What does he have to be chayav l'nanea? Very interesting. There's a number of different approaches on this sugya. One of the approaches in the Achronim, I believe the Mitziv says this, is that the Rabbonim were not mitakein a mitzvat chinuch unless you can do it properly. To say to be mitakein mitzvat chinuch because he would be yotze. That's ridiculous. That's not chinuch. Where you find such an interesting svara is legabe Chanukah, which is the source of the concept of chinuch. Right? This is on Chanukah that they had all of these, hadloka over here. And the famous kashas. What would be wrong if you do use it's a tzibur? What would be wrong if you would use shemen that was tameh? It's a tzibur. A tzibur is allowed to use shemen that was tameh. The beautiful, the Kotzke Reb is a beautiful teretz, and people laugh, you know, Hasidish teretz, and I think that it's not at all. I think that it's really the deepest insight into the issue. When you're coming to be mechanech something, you don't do it with compromise. Right. Because the point of chinuch is that it defines the way things are going to be. That's the whole idea. So you're going to teach a child now, well, you can be yotze this way, so hold it. No. That's the same teretz as over here. Very interesting. So Memela, and I think this is the right teretz. Others go into the whole thing. Maybe the nanuim are an etzem chelik of the mitzvah. Maybe at least some nanu has an etzem chelik of the mitzvah, and so on. And then I think this is a poshut approach, and it's a beautiful approach. Why would the rabbanan be misakin something where this isn't the eifin that you want the child to go through his life being the kind?
For a child, it's black and white.
Also true.
So this is okay. Then that's it. Across the board.
Yeah. This is our child expert.
Well.
No, really. We take your words very seriously. Tana Rabbana. Katana yodele na'anea chayav bululav. If he knows how to be mitatef, chayav b'tzitzit. Here's the same issue. What's that supposed to mean? He knows how to be mitatef. I mean, knowing how to be mitatef is not ma'akev, the mitzvah tzitzit. So he'll wear a beged with tzitzit. What's the big deal? But he's got to know how to put on the talis, dafka ki yishmeilim. which is not ma'akiv the mitzvah, again it's the same question. Lishmor tefillin. Aviv lokeach lo tefillin. He knows how to take care of tefillin when he's wearing them. Time to get him tefillin. Notice the difference. By the talit, it doesn't say aviv lokeach lo talit. Here it says lokeach lo tefillin. The Tosfos says that, well, what's, not here, but in Erechin. Oh, the money. Tosfos says that when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to the talit, everybody has a talit. I mean, you're wearing something, so when it comes to tefillin already, we're talking about something major here.
Doesn't have to do more with
but,
$1,700?
Yes, let me finish here. The Shaila is like this. Does it really mean that you're chayav to buy him tzitzit? That's the question. Tosfos takes it granted you would be chayav tzitzit that he had tzitzit. So everybody has. I say, you're not mechuyav that you should have tzitzit. Why are you chayav that he should have tzitzit? That's an excellent question. If you have a beggar that's chayav and tzitzit, you put in tzitzit. It's chayav to go out and buy tzitzit. So you're telling me for the mitzvah, the chinuch of the katan, you're mechuyav to buy him tzitzit. So this touches the same issue. It could be that there are indeed greater chiyuvim in terms of the introduction to mitzvot for the katan than there would even be on yourself. Because you need to be doing something in a particular way when the cotton is being mechunach. You don't have to do once you're already in mechunach.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, but as I said, Tosfos says that's only because it's assumed that, of course, he would have such. Tosfos doesn't say.
But that means that it's...
You don't have to, which is the obvious answer.
So is it bad chinuch to go and get a little kid in Khalifatan or a city that will wear underneath? Because that's not the mitzvah. Only when you have a beggar, then you should.
No, that's certainly not a problem, because you create the chiyuv by giving the baguette.
But
what many people do is that they will, this is a big mistake, many people think that they're going to be mechanech a child by using something that's posel for the mitzvah. You can't be mechanech a child with a posel lulav and a posel eser. You can't be mechanech a child with a baguette that really isn't chayav and tzitzit, and pretend it's chayav and tzitzit. You'll notice most of the tzitzit that are given to kids wouldn't be chayav and tzitzit because they're too small. Even vis-a-vis the katan, they're too small. In other words, a baguette to be chayav and tzitzit has to be a baguette that's wearable, which means that it has to cover you in areas where you wouldn't want to be exposed. So, I mean, to wear a tzitzit that come down to his belly button is not, I mean, it's not a belly dancer. He's going to be wearing the tzitzit and nothing else. This has to be something you'd wear as a baguette. That doesn't have the same thing. Anyway. If it's not a chefse shal mitzvah, it's not chinuch at all. Lishmor, so yodei ledaber. Once a child knows how to speak, aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyat Shema. What is that supposed to mean? He knows how to speak doesn't mean he understands anything. So when you say Torah, I mean, how do you teach him Torah? Kol haTorah kulo. What exactly is Torah? Mayi Amar Rav Amnuna, Torah means to teach him. Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. First thing a child has to know. First thing he has to know is the Torah is his. That's what he's got to know. Morasha Kilat Yaakov. And gradually, fine. But if he doesn't know it's his, all right, forget it. Then he thinks it's some kind of school lesson or something. Kriyat Shema, Mayi, and what it means is Kriyat Shema. How's he supposed to know the whole Kriyat Shema? He just learned how to talk. Pasuk Rishon, to be able to say Shema Yisrael.
Is it in that order?
Yeah, both. I don't know if one comes before the other. My father Zatzal taught me Torah Tzival Anumash, and then Kriyat Shema. Ayodea Lishmor Gufo, Ochlin Al Gufo Ta'arot. Someone who knows how to be careful with his body, as opposed to his hands. To be careful that your hands don't touch something that's Tamei is much more difficult than being aware that something Tamei came in contact with the rest of your body. Because your hands are always fluttering about, moving, touching things without your being aware of. So if Lamaisa, this katan, is aware of what touches his body, and he knows how to be careful, so then if his body touches something that was star, so say Kohen was keeping Shulam around, and he has been, this child has been watching himself, so then you're allowed to eat Al Gufo, meaning even with contact of his body, Tyrus, Lishmordia. But if his hands would touch the Trutma, they would consider it to be Tame. If he's Yodea, even Lishmorat Yadav, meaning that he can be Naitalas Yadav and be aware that they don't touch something Tame. And if they do, he'll go now and once again be Naitalas Yadav. So then you can even, Ochlina Yadav Taharot, you can even eat Taharot that he touched. Hayodea Lishael, a child who can respond to a question. Namely, were you in contact with such and such a thing? So in other words, we have a suffix tuma. The din is that we learn out a suffix tuma, of course, from sota. A suffix tuma, b'shus harabim is tahor, b'shus hayochid is tameh. But the only time we learn it out of sota is where it has similarities to sota. Sota, we can ask you, did you sleep with the guy? You didn't sleep with the guy. When it comes, and there it uses the lashon nitma'a. Nitma'a. Okay, so can we ask this child, did you touch this tuma or not? That's the equivalent of asking Mr. Tata. If you can't ask him, then the whole din doesn't apply, and then even in Rishus HaYachid, Sveko is tar. If he can reply, so then Rishus HaYachid, Sveko Tamei, and Rishus HaRabi, Sveko Taho. Hayodei liflos kapav. How about if he knows how to do Birkat Kohanim? Chokin lo teruma babet hagiranot. Then we will give him his own chelek of truma if he comes down to collect truma. Now the law is like this. Truma, of course, is eaten by the entire family of the kohen. So that if a person has 10 children, let's say, and they're all ketanim, we would send him, when he gets the truma, enough for the whole family. That's not the issue. It's not a question of whether we will allow this kohen to take enough truma to feed his family. Of course we will. But the question over here is whether we will give him, the child, the right to come down and collect truma for himself. Rashi learns, based on the sugya that says that we're not mechalik to a koton truma bebet agranot, that what that means is that it's considered to be not kavod, to give truma tzlam to children and let them walk around and so on. You give it to the parent will take good care of it. If he's no seyat kapav, since, as Rashi points out, again, this is very problematic in terms of how we apply the halacha, and Tosfos asks on it, but since a koton is not no seyat yadav, so everyone in the community who sees that this little boy goes up there to the Orem with the other Kayanim, and he's nice as Kapov, so everyone understands that we've determined that he's a Gadol, and not a kid. He looks like a little kid. He's actually a Gadol. Therefore, it's not considered to be a Pagam to give him Truma to Bebet Agranot. But as Tosis points out, that's crazy. The whole sugya over here is talking about Katan. Not Katan. He looks Katan. But a real cotton, what are you telling me? Cotton that is able to be Nicias Kapov, meaning that he's a Gadol. Does that make sense? It's got to be similar to the other cases. The other cases are talking about a real cotton, reaches a particular stage. This is what we do. To tell me a cotton who's a Gadol, I mean, that's not a cotton. So therefore, Tosis learns that the sugyas that are talking about the Isser by Ketanim, Nicias Kapov, and so on, so those are a reference to special cases, kviut, or during ta'aniot, or ma'amadot, where everybody is there. We have the same thing about a shliach tzibur. You have to have a full beard to be a shliach tzibur. So Tosfos, I mean, once again, that's only on those particular occasions where there needs to be a special kavanah kol and everybody's coming together. So far, so this may be the same issue, but it's difficult to believe we're talking about here a katan who's a gadol. Once he reaches a level in which he knows what he's doing, so will be chokel atruva ve'etagrana. Hayodei lishchot, a child who has practiced doing shchita, even though he's not a baki in the halachot, ochelin mishchitato, we will eat from his shchita, but only, of course, as the Gemara Chulin makes very clear, where we have a gadol omed al gabav, as Ravuna explains, Am Ravuna, who she gadol omed al gabav. You need to have a gadol there who can be made that this person who was a katan was not over on one of the dinim, shehiya, drisa, chalada, and so on. I mean, if he doesn't know what he's doing, or even if he knows what he's doing, but even if he passed the bechina on Ilka Shchita, we don't trust the katan to be properly aware of what he's doing, to be properly honest about having made a mistake and so on. So mamela, we need a gadol amin agabav. We don't have a gadol amin agabav, then we wouldn't eat from a shchita. Yachol le'achol kizayet dagan. If he's capable of eating a full kizayet of cereal, this is any kind of cereal, so then marchikin mitzoato umimeimei raglav arba'amot, we now have to treat his excrement and his urine as being the same halacha for kriyat shema tefila as an adult. So that the, why is this? Because up until that point, as long as a child is nursing and hasn't reached the point which is eating cereal, so there's no disgust associated with his excrement. It doesn't smell, it doesn't have that same decay. This is only if he can really eat, because it's not considered to be achila. But to eat it shalobich de'achilat pras would mean the equivalent of saying that over the course of 2 weeks, I can get down a bowl of cereal to this baby's mouth. I mean, thank you. That doesn't make him now an adult. Once it's not b'teachilas pras, it's basically not eating at one time. What's the difference? How much time it is?
How old are these ketanim? I mean, if you got me a shoichet at the age of 5, I mean, how old?
It's a good income, man.
For each item, is it a different age or what?
Yeah, each item is a different age, of course. It's talking about a little maisa.
Yeah, but a boy who's 9 years old. old knows how to be a shofet. We would be kosher.
Well, yeah, but if we have somebody standing up there watching what he does, it would be kosher. In other words, it's considered to be included in the chiyuv of zvicha, because this is a problem. If somebody who's bechlal not included in vizavakta, like a goy, is not kosher for shrita, even if he does it right. But the kotten, because of the fact that ultimately he is included, even though he doesn't have the chiyuv right now, so he's considered to be a bar zvicha. That's the chiddush.
This is to chiyuv, but to refrain him. You are allowed to give him a piece of chicken and after a few minutes give him milk.
That's a different question. That's about whether a godel is allowed, is he mitzvah on seeing to it that a kotten does. That's a whole machlok. I mean, not our sugya. There's also a shayla by the bezin is mitzvahim lafrisha if he's doing this. So there's a number of different things that go beyond the chiyuv of chinuch. Here we're talking about specifically in terms of the first part in terms of chinuch. Omar Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Yeva ubigadol afa b'sheino yochol le'achol b'chtei achilas pras. An adult, even though he is now perhaps not healthy, or he's too old, he can no longer digest a whole kezayis of cereal b'chtei achilas pras. Too late for him. He doesn't go back to being an infant in that way, only in the bad ways. Why do we is that? Yosif da'at, yosif machov. The more da'at you have, the worse off you are. And having excrement that stinks is part of the machov of the decay of a human being, which is nagei the etzadat. This is a raya that chita is the etzadat, that the Gemara brings elsewhere. Because only if you can eat chita do you get da'at. It's all nagei the same sugya. Decay. Da'at relates to da'at and death. Da'at is da'at. Of the correct regret, which is death. No, you can't have da'at. No, of course not. Da'at came together with death. Remember back in the Garden of Eden? Yochol, by the way, Rashi learns that the din of Yochol Le'achol, Rashi seems to say that it's dafka. I don't know if it's really 100% here. All right, let's get Yochol Le'achol Kezayit Tzli, the next level. Can he eat a chelik of the Korban Pesach? Eat a chelik of the Korban Pesach. He has to be able to eat a full kezayit of meat, and not kezayit of meat that was put into a nice stew where it's soft and easily digestible and chewed. Because that's not the way his Korban Pesach is going to be. Korban Pesach is going to be tough. It's roasted meat. So if he can eat a kezayit of roasted meat, so then we will shech the Pesach for him. Shenemar ish lefi achlo. There needs to be an ability to eat, and therefore, if he can't eat, he can't be part of the chabura. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ach yachol levarer achilato. He needs to be aware, not only eating, to be able to be considered an ish lefi achlo. You need to be able to choose what to eat. You need to be a connoisseur, because after all, the word connoisseur comes from the word for that, cognizance. Ketzad, how do we mean that he's able to be a connoisseur? Well, the standards aren't too high. Notin lo tzror v'zorko egoz v'notlo. You give him a stone, maybe he's round like a nut, he doesn't put it into his mouth. You give him a nut that he keeps. He knows that that's got food inside. Okay, so he's about chimpanzee level. What can you do?
But the cotton in the family.
The cotton?
No, if there's a baby in the family, he doesn't get Korban Pesach?
No, he's not part of the minyan. You have to be part of the minyan to eat a Korban Pesach. Where do you give him Isser to eat?
In the ordinary family.
He has to be able to eat the chelek, otherwise he's not manui. Yeah? You know that you need to be manui.
In the family, isn't
that what you No. Only if he's a manui, otherwise no, it's not there. He's not one of the chabura, then it's no good. Not if he needs to be mamuna himself.
If he's part of the family, they handing out Korban Pesach. Does the baby get a kezayit?
Baby doesn't get a kezayit unless he can eat it. Because you're throwing out your Korban Pesach also. Hadron alach lulav agazul. We do it again. We did it already. Lulav arava. So the mitzvah of lulav arava could be 6 days or it could be 7 days, depending on when Shabbos comes out, as we're going to explain. Ha'alil v'asimcha, all 8 days. Sukkah, the simcha over here is a reference to eating basar shlamim, not just being happy. Although that's not really true, if you recall. Because as Tosis points out, how are you going to tell me it's always 8? It isn't always 8. Because if you end up with a case where you couldn't have shechted it, let's say Yom Tov Rishon comes out on a Sunday. If Yom Tov Rishon comes out on a Sunday, then Shmini Atzeres is going to be on a Sunday. So then how are you going to have now the Shlomim on the Mitzoy 7th day to eat? It's already the Shlomim had to be shechted before it was shechted in Erev Shabbos. So now it's going to be already nice. So maybe this does include other simcha. Nice begadim, new jewelry, and so on and so forth. Sukkah v'nisach hamayim, 7 days. Hachalil, that's the chalil of the simchas beis ha-shoeva, 5 days, because it's not doich yom tov either, and sometimes shisha, if Shabbos and Yom Tov come out to be the same day. Now let's explain each case. Lulav shiva ketsa. How do we get a case where lulav is all 7 days? If Yom Tov HaRishon Shelchal Liyot B'Shabbat, so then Lulav comes out to be 7 days, because in those days, even on the first, only on the first day, we made the Takana, as you recall, because it's always, it's Chal even in the Gvulin, so we made a Takana that it's good for Shabbos as well. But Shar Kalayamin, we have the problem of Shema Yavirenu Arbamot Pershut Rabim, and therefore we weren't matzah to do it on Shabbos. Arava shiva ketza. Yom shvi shel arava shechaliyot b'shabbat. So if the last day, what we call Hoshana Rabba, comes out to be on a Shabbos, so then the arava in the Beit HaMikdash was taken for 7 days. But if it comes out any other time, shar kol hayamim, it's only 6 days. We don't do it at all the other days, because we, the Gemara explained, the zecher l'mikdash, if it's possible to do 1 day, it's also zecher l'mikdash. Lulav, there's no way to do zecher l'mikdash 1 day, because 1 day you're chayav anyway, and even in the gvulin. Now, how does it actually work, since you can't carry your lulav on Shabbos? Yom tov harishon shechag shechal liyot b'shabbat molichinet lulavim lahar habayit. Just strange, because in the previous Mishnah we learned we take the lulav to the Beit HaKnesset, and of course the Gemara is going to make a to-do about this. We end up saying that there it's talking about other places. First we thought it was other times, when there was no Beit HaMikdash, and we still bring it to the Beit HaKnesset. But of course then the question is, Aaron, why would we schlep all the way to the Har HaBayit? What's wrong with bringing your lulav to Or HaChaim Shul? Why do you have to go all the way to Har HaBayit? So some say that because of the fact that there's that mitzvah, it's on the first day. So on the first day, what's nafkamina? Where I am, whether I'm begvulin or whether I'm in the mikdash, anyway I'm chayev, correct? Because lakachtam lachem v'yom rishon is everywhere. So some are medayik from here that the mitzvah v'samachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem shivat yamim is a separate mitzvah. In other words, if I have the ability to be in the Beit HaMikdash, to be misameach with my lulav and esrog, then there's an inyan to go to the Beit HaMikdash. Because then I'll be mekayim not only with lakachtam lachem, I'll also be mekayim v'samachim lefnei, lefnei Hashem lokechem. In the mele, everybody would go to the Harabayit. There's some of the achronim or medayim. The kota, what we call the kota, I mean, from the wrong side of the Harabayit? That's the wrong side of the Harabayit. But I mean, not according to Rambam, that's also the Mikdash, because you're standing in the Mikdash right now. Now, what do? Everybody comes to Harabayit, and then we have chazanim. What is a chazan? A chazan is not a singer. A chazan comes from the word chose. He's somebody who is on the lookout for what needs to be done, and he takes responsibility and does it. And those kind of things we don't have nowadays. But the old-fashioned chazanim, they were mekabli meyem. They took everybody's love, put them carefully, sodrinotam agave yitztaba, everything nice, everything careful. We had a special place for the zekenim, that they should have a place where they can go so that they can avoid getting trampled by the mob, as we'll see later on. So, minichinat shalem belishka, and we had their place for them, private room. Umalamdim otam lomar, this is the frequent flyer, special lounge. The zekenim have been frequent flyers here at this point, by definition. And we teach everybody who puts their lulav down to say, Kol mishim agia lulavi liyado, if we end up exchanging our lulavim, and I don't find mine, instead somebody takes it, then arehu lo b'matana. Now they tried doing this in the frequent flyer lounges for luggage. It never worked. Lemachar mashkimimu ba'im. The next day, everybody comes. The chazanim who carefully put down the lulavim and esrogim as they see the crazed mob approaching, grab those lulavim and esrogim instead of handing it back, throw it in front of them and run. Zorkim otam lefnehem. Meanwhile, the mob approaches. Everybody grabs something and starts beating. Mad mitzvah. Umakinish et chaveru. Everybody starts hitting the next guy. I'm absolute crazy.
It's warming up for the Arab.
This goes on every time. Like, yeah, we did it. Every time I do it, I burst out laughing.
Only happened once.
It's describing the norm. This is the norm. Yes, he can't even take the little of him, set them down. They can't take the little of him, throw them. It's amazing, Mishnah. Apparently, it wasn't right away. The first time, Besdin thought, this is crazy. People couldn't possibly act like this normally. So they went around and put up signs, please, you know, observe the decorum. Next time, the same thing happened. They always tried something. They finally tried banning cell phones. Even that didn't work. So they ended up being mevatel. Kisharo beidin shebaoli de sakana. When they saw that this was getting dangerous, they made a takana, don't come to the Beit HaMikdash any longer on your lulavim. Everybody stay home. Thank you very much. You could do your mitzvah in the house. It's a bigger mitzvah.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Because there was no chashash for yantav they could carry. It's only a problem for Shabbos. All right. Review.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I think we come to Mem Zion, right? Mem Vav. Right. We have two dafim, and we're, till everybody else catches up with us, we have two more dafim. Okay. Okay, Mem Beis. Om Rabbi Eloshan Eloshalo Yatzabo. Abba Yatzabo, Chayav. What do you mean, Yatzabo? He was always Yatzabo, Menagbe Nafkbe. Om Rabbi, well, Kishav Cho. What's the difference? That it's a chatata of, he went ahead of a patur, the top of our mitzvah patur, that's the same thing our Mishnah said. Ah, mother tema. Hat amudet habidvar mitzvah patur in our case is because the havad mitzvah. Aval hacha where he ate in olat ha'of, what mitzvah did he do? Habidvar mitzvah v'lo havad mitzvah. Maybe even Rabbi Yossi would be moda that he's chayev v'chatas. Kamash v'lan. Meitvei Rabbi Yossi omar shochetet atamid she'no mevukar ki luchato b'shabbat. Is chayev v'chatas. V'zorech tamid acher despite the fact that he didn't do a mitzvah. Omar lei, no. Barmine de'ayi. So there wasn't even a tier to the mitzvah. Pshita. Ma'od etema ovishalav bat chiyuvahi ema lo tikabel. Kam hashbolan. Katana yodea lena'ameha. Tana rabana katana yodea lena'ameha chayav bululab. Lid atef chayav bitzitzit. Lishmor tefilin. Aviv lo keach lo tefilin. Yodea ledaber. Aviv lomdo Torah vekriyat shma. Torah mahi. Omer rabam nuna. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Morasha kihilat Yaakov. Kriyat shma mahi. Pasuk Rishon, Ayodea Lishmor Gufo, Ochlina Gufo Taharot, Lishmor Yadav, Ochlina Yadav Taharot, Ayodea Lishael, Bereshot Ayachit Svekotamei, Bereshot Rabim Svekot Tahor, Ayodea Lifros Kapav, Chokimot Shuma Bebet Agranot, Ayodea Lishkot, Ochlim Shkitato, Omer Vun, of course, you need Shigot Olomir Agaba, Yochol Echol Kizayat Dagan, Marchikin Mitzoato Mimeir Meir Aglav Arbaamot, Omrav Chista v'hushi achol lo'ochlo b'chidei achilat pras. Omrav Chia b'reidu Rabbi Yaiva u'begadol afo b'sheni achol lo'ochlo b'chidei achilat pras. Dichti v'yosif da'at yosif mach'ov. Yochol lo'ochlo k'zai etzli shochatim alav et ha'pesach sh'ne'emar ish l'fi achlo. Rabbi Yudah omer ad sh'yachol l'varer achilah k'etzad notin lo tzoror v'zorko egoz v'not lov. Adrin aloch lulav agazul. Lulav arava shisha v'shiva. Halil v'asimcha shumone. Sukim v'nizramayim shiva. Chalil chamisha v'shisha. Lulav shiva ketzat. Yom tov rishu shachar shachaliyot b'shabat lulav shiva. Shaka v'yomim shisha. הרב אשי וכיצד? יום השביעי של הרב אשי חל להיות בשבת, הרב אשי ואשר כל יום שישה. מצוות לולב כיצד? יום תברי שחל להיות בשבת, מלכין את לולביהם להרבה את פעם ערב אשחל השבת. והחזנים מקבלים מהם וסודרים אותם אגבי איצטבא. And that way they're shaded. והזקינים מניחים את שלהם בלשכה, ומלמדים אותם לומר כל מי שמגיע לולבי לידו, הרי הוא לא במתנה. למחר משקינים ובאים, והחזנים זורקים אותם לפניהם, והם מחטפים ומקין יש את חברו. וכשראו בית דין שבא לידי סכנה, התקינו שכל אחד ואחד נוטל בביתו.